You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio here in the Shuswap. What's community radio? It's a non-commercial, volunteer-run, non-profit enterprise dedicated to diversity in music and viewpoint. Go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca and see what community radio has in store for you. Better yet, become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. And this week on Live in the Shuswap, we've been listening to the music of trumpeter and songwriter Mike Field. He recently kicked off his second world tour here in Salmon Arm. Up next, Mike will play for us the tune that reminded me of Herb Alpert and the title track of his second album called Rush Mode. But first, we'll let Mr. Field introduce his band.
A couple more things here. Just a bit of a shout out to the band you were playing with tonight here.
Amazing. Those guys are phenomenal. Meeting Justin at the Dream Cafe 2 years ago, that was definitely serendipitous. I'm so glad he came to that show and let me know that he and some of his colleagues are available for gigs. Just amazing to work with. So Justin Glibbery on piano, on bass, Stefan Bientz, on drums, Mike Treadway, and on tenor saxophone, Stan Sabarin. They're all from this area, and so they all live here, and they all work, and they are ready and eager to do gigs like this. We stayed in touch by email, and I would send them PDFs of the charts ahead of time. It's not expected that they look at it beforehand. All of these guys are super conscientious, so yeah. I know they did, but they wouldn't even need to, because I could throw a new tune at them, and they would be able to sight read it pretty much perfectly right away. Right. So they're phenomenal, and they're so nice. They're so easy to work with. They're so accommodating, flexible, and it's really great to know them, and I was really excited to come back and work with them again this year.
Thank you. Thanks. I don't know if you guys have been to the States lately. Every time you cross the border, and this goes back several years, all right, not just in light of recent events. Every time you cross the border, they keep asking you for more and more like biometric data. So they're asking you for things like fingerprints and retinal scans and portraits. And every year it's more and more, and it is kind of getting out of hand. And now who knows where it's going to go, right? Are they going to be asking for DNA samples or the color of your underwear, that sort of thing? Very personal info, right? So it's kind of crazy, but it's also kind of inspiring. So of course, I had to write a song from that. All this biometric data. This is a song on the new album. It's called The Dance of the Biometrics.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dance of the Biometrics.
Yeah.
That is so klezmer. Why did you choose that feel for that particular song?
It just came out. That wasn't a choice. I was just writing what came to me, and that was what came out, and I can't explain why. But I mean, that music is so much fun, whether it's klezmer or Eastern European, because you could also say that it's like very like Russian or like Ukrainian or something
Slavic.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up in a Ukrainian neighborhood in Toronto.
Okay.
Maybe that had to do with it. I mean, I'm not Ukrainian. I just happened to be like a couple blocks away from the Ukrainian neighborhood. So the variety store and the pizza was in the middle of the Ukrainian neighborhood. Maybe that's why. I don't know. That's the only connection I could really make. But it just came out, and so I wrote it down and then arranged it for the band, and then we played it.